Now I'm delighted to be joined by Clarence Bridges manager Liam Madden. First, Liam, congratulations to your team. Certainly didn't let you down to put in a big performance.
Absolutely, Taran. Yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't have asked for more. They played super hurling. Really, absolutely thrilled. We knew the challenge Oran Mór were going to bring, and they caused us problems probably in the first half. They got two goals where we probably just didn't. Lack of concentration, and it was kind of a pity to give them away. But we're delighted. We win by 10 or 11 points in the end. It was absolutely thrilled.
I asked Gavin what was kind of said at half time, but even as yourself as the management team as well, because you had got your noses back in front, a bit of a mini control in the game, but there was still a lot of hurling to be played, but you really stamped it down during the third quarter.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to give you any master tactician plan. It was literally just kind of steady down and kind of, pick up their guys, pick up the runners, and just make sure that we kind of stayed a bit deeper. But that was it, These lads really, you don't have to give them a whole lot of direction. You let them do what you've seen it there yourself. You just let them do their stuff with a small, keeping a little bit of shape, and everything is fine after that.
Yeah, the link-up play was superb too, as Cyril Farrell said in the commentary numerous times. Some of the triangle passes as well coming out from defence. But even if it's just start with your goalkeeper for a moment, because with the rain coming down there, the greasy surface, slippy conditions, and Chris just had the composure to just pick balls from the sky, and of course he finished off with a great save.
No, absolutely, and I'll have to give credit to Chris as well. I have to call him out. He did a huge amount of work during the week with Liam Dunne, our goalkeeping legend from Clarenbridge. So did a huge amount of work with him, and it definitely paid off in the puck house there today, for sure. Absolutely. But in fairness, the lads made super space from as well, so I'd have to compliment them as well. They were excellent.
And even though you did concede, get caught for the two goals there as well, and one of them came from a rebound, in fairness too, has to be said. Defensively, your matchups, you worked very, very hard. Ending Oran Mór Mairí got you, made them earn it.
Yeah, look, we tried to get Josh on Rory, and I think apart from one or two balls, he really did well in him. And that was, once we'd notified that, we thought we had the players around the pitch then, especially in the backs, to match up and take them in. So, yeah, look, I can elaborate on it. All the lads did very well. We weren't afraid of anybody. They couldn't mark their man, and that was it. And they manned up, and we got through.
28 points in a wet Wednesday night is an impressive tally, no matter what time of the year it is.
Yeah, look, it is. But, you don't want to build these lads up. I think I heard on a podcast there before, all these underage middles, they're kind of like dancing middles, really. What we want to try and do is bring some of these guys through to the senior team, and possibly next year. You can see there's one or two possibly that will be ready for it, well able for it. So that's really the goal. Winning these are super. But, getting guys, especially the minors here, the five or six minors, this was probably as hard and as a physical game as it was. And they were, you've seen it there yourself, they were really, really going well, really bombing,
And Liam, it's a very, very good point, because Aaron Nyland, for example, will be getting the plaudits with his performance here as well. We have to remember he is only a minor hurler, and he's a long time to go at this age level, let alone whatever happens afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at that. I don't want to put the jinx on Aaron. You can see what you can do. You can see what he can do. You can see what he's capable of there yourself. He's class, as I said to you. I don't want to give him too much credit. He's a long way to go, but he's a phenomenal talent, absolutely.
I want to give Liam a mention before I wrap up, because he got 4 points from playing the first half. He was involved in setting up an awful lot of scores as well, especially that time where you were trying to wrestle back that bit of control of the match.
Absolutely, yeah. He was super. Look at Liam, as a real leader. Tells lads where to go. Really, really dominant, super skills, great brain. But I'd have to give Darragh Coonan a call out as well. Only 17 years of age, I thought he was absolutely outstanding as well at midfield today. Really super game. So two midfielders are outstanding as well. I think Aaron got man of the match, but there was six or seven guys there that could have got that easily enough.
And we're looking forward to seeing how they get on. I promise to let you go celebrate. They're going to do that. Well done.
Absolutely. Just before you go, I want to have a shout out there to Tom Greeley and Pat Greeley. I think they were a bit nervous today. I didn't know if they could make it up. So lads, we'll see you back in Sherry's for a pint.